Now, it can sometimes be a challenge to describe art on the radio, but in the case of a group of collaborators working in Japan, it's quite easy. Imagine a waterfall of light that surrounds you as you stand under its cascading pixels, or a living watercolour that moves and blooms on a screen in front of you. They're both pieces by the Tokyo-based studio Team Lab. It's made up of engineers, animators and artists, and the collective comes from across the globe. They've now opened their own gallery in Tokyo. It's called the Borderless Museum, and it's attracted literally millions of visitors since it opened last year. Team Lab's co-founder, Toshiyuki Inoko, was briefly in Australia last week to open a smaller scale but no less remarkable exhibition in Melbourne. And producer Rosa Ellen caught up with him.
Inoko, Team Lab's founder.
Toshiyuki Inoko, Team Lab works across different disciplines. Some of you are engineers, animators, programmers. How do you all work together to create these kind of incredible immersive artworks?
After I come up with initial ideas, then we assemble a group of specialists from different disciplines. Then we get together as we create. Each one of the team members will contribute to improve the work, to finalize the work. As a group, it's not like each one of the specialists following my instruction to make the work.
Give me an idea of how the Team Lab studio is set up in Tokyo. Are there a lot of people around computers and screens, or are there visual artists working among you?
Unlike a traditional artist studio, we have rows of computer terminals with engineers and specialists working on. In addition, we have also a room or laboratory where we experiment and examine the hardware, the projectors, and all sorts of systems that will be part of the overall exhibition.
How many people are in the collective currently?
After we surpassed 400, we have stopped counting the number. It's so many. I don't know. It keeps growing.
Wow. Are all those people working in the Team Lab studio, or is this internationally?
Majority of them are all in one building in Tokyo.
You mentioned that the audience's viewpoint of the work is kind of inside it, often alongside other people too, not outside of the artwork, looking in.
For example, if we look at screen images through lens, like a television screen, I feel that the images on screen are making borders or separation between myself and the images beyond that screen, as if the screen become barriers because the real world is behind that screen. In our artwork, for instance, in this exhibition, some of the works, all of the works you see, the images on these monitors are not behind this monitor surface. It is very ambiguous where these screen images exist.
When he opened Reversible Rotation at the Tolano Gallery in Melbourne, Inoko referred to something called ultra-subjective space. It's how the viewer is supposed to experience these moving digital canvases, and it's based on a traditional Japanese principle of perspective. I asked Inoko's translator, Ikan Sanada, who you've been hearing here, to explain this a bit more.
A typical Western perspective is a perspective with a single vanishing point. However, all the way back in old Japanese artworks, paintings or drawings, Japanese painters were looking at the space, three-dimensional space, not as a Western perspective with single vanishing point, but rather artists themselves put inside the drawings or images that they are drawing. For example, a typical tradition which is still continuing to modern age is a game machine. Super Mario, for instance, a typical Japanese game machine, shows Mario moving horizontally from left to right, and viewers or players identify himself with Mario inside the landscape and do whatever Mario does. In typical Western game machine, say a treasure hunter, the screen shows the view of a hunter's looking at outside world. Obviously, in that screen, you or the hunter are not inside. It is viewed from a distance. So when you turn right, the screen shows the right side images of from you. Unlike Super Mario, which is inside the images. So this kind of tradition is typical Japanese spatial tradition. Artists from 6th, 7th centuries all the way down to 19th century were using this kind of perspective. In Tim Love's work, we wanted to create, obviously, the immersive, non-boundary world, and this old traditional Japanese theory, spatial theory, fits very well. Digitally, we have created how to transform three-dimensional space into two-dimensional flat space. It has enormous effect on the viewer because viewer feels that you are inside the images or inside the space that are projected, as opposed to observing from a distance. And even these monitor works, monitor-based works, are all created using or applying the ultra-subjective space theories.
I found the artworks that you have here at Reversible Rotation very calming, because when you go up to the screen, it's like looking at canvas, not at a computer monitor. Tell me about one of your most ambitious pieces, Waterfall. This was a large digital waterfall that is in your Borderless Museum in Tokyo.
The space where we put waterfalls in Borderless Museum has a vast rock at the bottom of the waterfall connecting to the floor. And based on the shape of the rocks and the floor, I simulated the movement of water particles by particles, to see how the water moves, influencing against each particles based on the law of physics. That is the environment I wanted to create, to invite people to use their own bodies to climb up these rocks and feel like they are under the water. The title of this exhibition, as well as two specific works, Reversible Rotation, is something I created for people to experience a brand new brain function. Each one of the viewers can see the rotational direction as either clockwise or counterclockwise. And when you get used to it, you can even switch yourself the direction of rotation by watching it. And it is something that we humans do not use that part of brains to see that kind of things happen. And so I invite all of you to come and stand in front of those two works and experience these incredible effects.
Yuki Inoko, the co-founder of Team Lab, with his translator Ikan Sanada. And their exhibition, Reversible Rotation, is on until the 2nd of November at the Talano Gallery in Melbourne. And that's for the Melbourne International Arts Festival.